Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Rav Tzvi Halevi, who was just Nifter. We're holding in Beitza Davov in the Art Scholars Vod tradition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel, starting on Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. So in the previous Daf, the Gemara brought a question that why don't we say the Charisho, plowing, should be Mutar and Yontif? Because we see we can plow in order to do kisui adam, you allow to take out earth in order to cover blood. So said the Gemara in the second answer, Rav Acha brought this answer, that we're going according to Rav Shimon that holds melacha shein tzricha legufo apater. If you do a melacha, you don't need the purpose of the melacha, then it's not a problem. So when a person is plowing, he's taking the earth in order to cover blood, he's doing not for the purpose of digging a hole, he's doing for the purpose of the earth. That's called melacha shein tzricha legufo, and therefore it's not considered to be charisha. So it says the Gemara, Kom Rabbi Yosi Mar Vacha, Rabbi Yosi meets Rav Acha. Omer le'atal marta ado milsa, you said this idea, this answer, that the reason why we don't learn from the fact you can do kisui adam, the charisha is mutar and yamta, because we're going according to Rabbi Shimon, the melacha shein tzricha legufo, pater aleh. We said there's a list of 24 things that B'Chamu and B'Sil argue, and B'Chamu are more l'kulo. Usually B'Chamu are more l'chumra, but 24 places they're more l'kulo. And that's according to our mayor. This is one of them, is the one of a year in our Mishnah. So according to this, according to you, this Mishnah is not going according to Aramir. This Mishnah is going according to Abshimin, the old Melacha Shein Tzichel Guva Pater Alel. So according to Aramir, there's only 23 places that you find that B'Chamu more Mekel than B'Silel. So the Gemara, Ela Aramir Abshimin, Shnehem Omru Dover Echot, maybe Aramir agrees with Abshimin, and he agrees that Melacha Shein Tzichel Guva Pater Alel. So you mail this Mishnah is also according to Aramir. So the world, Ken Sami, remember, didn't want to say, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Shtem, Amud Dover Echot, find a place that we found that Rabbi Yosef holds, according wicks, that he holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Melacha Shein Tzricha Guva Pater Aleh, and we said they both agreed to each other. Neymar, according to you, we should have said, Remeir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Shloishtom, Amud Dover Echot, according to you, Remeir also agrees to that. So there's a three Tanayim that agree to the same thing. Why are we mentioning only Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon? Hello, Mili Nitzrichim, Le Rabbanon, Pshitan, Lechoin. The following, there was something which was a suffix to Rabbanon, for you is Dover Pashut. Meaning Rav Acha is telling him, you disagree with my answer. You say that our Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon, because if we go according to Rav Shimon, so then we have one thing missing from the list according to Rav Meir, and you don't want to say that Rav Meir and Rav Shimon agree to each other. So how will you answer the question that we asked before? We had a question. The question was, why don't you say the Charisha is Mutar B'Yantar? Because you can do Kisui Adam, you can dig to do Kisui Adam. And you have to say, because it's melacha shein tzricha legufo, it's a melacha that you don't need the purpose of the melacha. But you don't want to say it according to Rav Shimon, because then it won't work. So Elama, you want to say it even according to Rabbanon, they disagree with Rav Shimon. Then in this case, they will agree with him. Because even Rabbanon the old, when you're doing a melacha shein tzricha legufo v'chayav, it needs to be the normal way of doing the melacha. But to go in doing this way, that you're just taking on earth, that's not at all similar to plowing, where you're just making the land a little softer. So when you have a melacha that completely is different than the regular melacha, then even Rabbanon agree that you're potter. So that's something that you want to say. That's what is pasha to you. It's not so clear to Rabbanon, as we'll see in a moment. The next words of the Gemara, pshita Rabbanon, tzrich lechoyim, what's pasha to Rabbanon is pasha to you, that Rabbi Chaim takes out, because we don't find anything here that was pasha to Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yisi brought as a question. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Katzar letzorich asovim, someone who is doing ktsiro, he's harvesting, but the purpose is he needs the asovim, he needs the grass. Chayav mishum koitzer ve'inu chayav mishum shumiyapes akarka. He's chayav l'ktsira, he's cutting here, he's cutting plants, but he's not making the land nicer. Because in this case, he doesn't care at all about yipir akarka. So even Rabbanon, that hold the melacha shein tzricha legufo, your chayav here, that he's completely not doing anything to be miyapet akarka, to make the karka look better, so that it's something which is not chayav. Letzucha dilos, what will be the question? Katzer liyapos akaka, he is cutting the grass, but he has in mind to make the land look better. Maushi chayav mishu koitzer mishu shumiyapos akaka. He's a chayav too. He's a chayav of two melachas. One melach of ktsira, another melach of miyapos akaka. Now the question is here, he is koitzer only to be miyapos akaka. That is his main intention. Do you say he's chayav ktsira, or he's chayav only because of miyapos akaka? Do you say that ktsira, the normal way of ktsira, is only when you're cutting and you need the wood? But here, I don't need it at all. Maybe even Rabbanu will agree that you're not chayav in this case. This will be melacha she'etzich laguf, the Rabbanu will agree with. So the Gemara brings this as a source. Do you see that according to Rabbanon, we still have a tzad that maybe there's melacha she'etzich laguf ha'yipater, and maybe that will explain that according to the ones who are arguing on Rav Acha, according to Rabbi Yosi, that argues on Rav Acha, he'll explain our Mishnah that according to the tzad to say, that will be pasha today, that according to Rabbanon, you're pater in that case. Says the Gemara, filu teimer de'ab shimini, meaning the Gemara says, I disagree with that. According to Rabbanon, you always chayav it in any melacha, even a melacha, that's not the way to do it. The whole suffix that we have is according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, that holds the melacha she'etzich patur aleho. If a person goes and he cuts the trees, he cuts the wood in order to be me'abed the karka, so he doesn't need the trees. Do you say maybe according to Rav Shimon, he will still be chayav? Because at the end of the day, he may come to use the trees. He may come to use the grass. So maybe Rav Shimon will, in that case, will say he'll chayav. It's only a question according to Rav Shimon. According to Rabbanon, you chayav. Regardless of what your intention is, if at the end of the day you did plowing, you're chayav for plowing. If at the end of the day you did ktsira, you're chayav for ktsira. So there's no way to explain our Mishnah and that we don't learn charisha from kisui adam according to Rabbanon. Omar amano milayon de Rabbanon misayon le Rabbi Yosi. We do find those that agree with Rabbi Yosi that even according to Rabbanon, there is a tzad to say that melacha she'etzich laguf yipater aleha. The next word, Rebbe's, the Shinyan Yischor takes it out. And, or another way to read it is, B'sayin le'Rabbi Yosi Rebbe. Meaning, we're giving a ride to Rabbi Yosi, my Rebbe. Toma avchia b'sham yechanon, dag she'soichtoi, if you squeeze a fish, im le'gofoi potter. If you're doing it because you want to eat the fish, so you potter. Im lo yitzitzir, but if you want the liquid that comes out of it, harei zechaya. So what do you see over here? We understood this according to Rabbanon. And you see according to Rabbanon, that if you don't have the intention to take out the liquid, take out the juice out of the fish, it's not derech to do it. So you're not chayav, and you see that even according to Rabbanon, will be case in melocha she'en tzich laguf, you do melocha, not for the purpose of it, you'll be potter. So they want to know the same answer. Afil tamen de Abshimin. Maybe that question is according to Abshimin. The according to Abshimin, that he owes melocha she'en tzich laguf, you're potter aleo, then there's a difference between the juice of the fish, what you had your intention. He's still doing schita, he's taking a tzir. I don't care what his intention is. Meaning, the Gemara is doichid, the Kurti Rabbanon, we don't care about the intention at all. Always melacha, sheitzich legufa, yuchayev aleo. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitza, davov.